Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Spitfire.
Is what she craves. The never to bring the team that I want to jugs when I'm a waiter. Tell me you don't want it. Tell me you can't live without it. Between what is real, so what she can't touch and how she feels. But nobody knows just what she believes. But our only sourness is me.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've got my mouth all over the place. I've got all me doing with bits and bobs. I'm going to have to... I'll tell you what, I'm drinking booze this week, Tony.
Yeah?
I'm having a vodka and Diet Coke to calm my nerves. That's terrible, isn't it, when you reach a point in your life and you need a drink to calm your nerves.
You don't need to be nervous talking to me.
Yeah, that was... Well, hey, I'm not the only girl that's... felt that. that was the Spitfires and a track called Tell Me from the latest album. Spitfires all the way from Watfordish, aren't they, Tone?
I can't remember, possibly.
Yeah, and described as being a cross between The Clash and The Jam, but that has got definite Ramones tendencies there. Really, really good album, really, really good band. Tell you what, Tone, probably a good way just to actually talk to them would be via their Twitter handle.
Oh.
Which is...
at the Spitfires?
No, it's Twitter. Well, I'll do the whole thing. It's twitter.com/thespitfiresuk. So, yes, it would be at the Spitfires UK. It's probably been Internet One, Tony Neil. I'm going to start doing a few more of these Twitter things. Turns out there's quite a few people on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
like we're on it, but don't do a lot about it, do we?
No.
No, so maybe we'll improve on that in future weeks. Who knows? Anyway, point of being an internet one, Tony nil. Ha. I've got a joke for you, Tony.
Okay.
If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for us, do the same thing, but title your email Poetry Corner. We'll see what we can get. I like getting your poems. You can do little raps if you like, man. Do raps, fine. No,
we're down with that, with the hippity hoppity and all that kind of jazz.
I've been down on the kids for years. So, anyway, not in a Ted Heath way. Right, now, so, and anyway, we've had a joke in from our Graham, right?
Okay.
And it's brilliant, because in the week that Cilla Black's carved it, who better than another well-known Liverpudlian comedian? Graham to talk to. At least Graham has the decency to live there. Anyway, so our Graham sent us this in. I'm not going to do it in a Scouse accent.
Okay.
Even though my Scouse accent is obviously brilliant and accurate.
It is.
It is, yeah. But no, here goes anyway. So a woman stops by unannounced at her son's house. She knocks on the door, then immediately walks in. She's shocked to see her daughter-in-law lying on the couch, totally naked. Soft music is playing, candles are lit, and the aroma of perfume fills the room. "What are you doing?" she asks. "I'm waiting for Jeff to come home from work," the daughter-in-law explains. "But you're naked," the mother-in-law exclaims. "This is my love dress," the daughter-in-law answers. "Love dress? But you're naked. Jeff loves me and wants me to wear this dress. It excites him no end. Every time he sees me in this dress, he instantly becomes romantic and can't get enough of me." The mother-in-law leaves, inspired by what she has learned. When the mother-in-law gets home, she undresses, showers, puts on her best perfume, dims the lights, puts on a romantic CD and lays on the couch, expectantly awaiting her husband. Finally, her husband comes home. He walks in and sees her lying there provocatively. "What are you doing?" he asks. "This is my love dress," she whispers sensually. "Needs ironing," he says. "What's for dinner?" He never heard the gunshot.
Very nice.
Very nice, R. Graham. That was, I found that very funny indeed. If any of you wants me to do that in a Scouse accent, you'll have to email us and maybe at some point I will revisit that joke in Scouse.
Wow.
Quite exciting. I think so.
Yes.
You never know. Might just get you to do it in pirate. Right. Next track this week, Tone. Bank of the Penetrators. There's a definite love theme going on here. And like they sort of, it's Penetrators. At the moment, they kind of call themselves the Syracuse Penetrators because they are, of course, from the ancient world of the classics. No, because they are from upstate New York. But Syracuse, but they are the Penetrators as far as I'm concerned. Other bands pretending to be the Penetrators these days are not the Penetrators because the Penetrators are the Penetrators. Does that make sense?
Yes.
As in, punky famous worldwide for the classic shopping bag. I was very excited to find out that they had actually done some new material and they kind of got back together and doing some stuff. So what's their Facebook page, Tony?
facebook.com/thepenetratorsofficial.
No, it's facebook.com/page/the-suicus, blah, 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 loads of those numbers, God almighty. And why is that, Tony?
Oh, I haven't said default, you're right, have I?
No. So, the Penetrators. I mean, understandably, most of the band members are about 105 years old, so sure. They probably don't even know they're on the internet. But the important thing is they've got some new stuff out, and it's fantastic. This is the proof of that. It's Paulie Bean Internet 2, Tony Nil. She's the kind of girl.
She's the kind of girl, this girl I know.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You got any Facebook for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope, no tire of that.
No, and I might have something funny to go with it next week. Who knows?
Well, excellent.
Yeah, but hello to the Boyles.
Yes.
As they are now collectively to save time.
The Boyles.
And by explaining that, I'm taking longer. Get on with it, son.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment. Get in touch. Follow us. Tickle us. Whatever you want. Just
tickle us.
Get in touch. Yeah, there's not an option, is it? There you go, Zuckerberg. Tickle. Two comments.
That was one of your moments of greatness, Tony.
Thank you.
There you go, Zuckerberg. Tickle.
One every 10 years, that's the way I like to do it.
Do it now. Just have little fingers coming out. Oh, anything could happen there. Little fingers coming out of the screen. Yeah. One day they will just come out your phone, won't you?
It will.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be tickling. I don't think that's what Evan will be using them for.
No. Two comments. One in response to last week's birthday show.
We've already mentioned the fact that last week we had a super brilliant, amazing, breakthrough, fantastic 10th anniversary show that no one gave a shit about, did we?
Exactly, no, we didn't, did we?
No, we didn't, to be honest.
I enjoyed it.
It's a great show.
It was a great show. So yeah, if you haven't listened last week, do go back to listen to it. And funnily enough, Paul Boyle has been in touch.
Hello, Boyle. That's not his name, by the way.
He just says, happy birthday, Punky Peeps. Well, thank you, Mr. Boyle.
Yes, thank you indeed.
And the Boyles.
How fitting. But that should be in the bit when I'm insulting you.
And finally, in response to a comment I put up, give a brief notice that we were doing the 10th anniversary, but it was only a few hours. Fatboy's been in touch.
Hello, Fatboy.
And he says, and you did respond, damn, just seeing this, could have had some raw poo from the vaults.
I know, I can't find it.
He says he's got the MP3, but it's been a while since I played raw
has
poo.
He? Right then, Fatboy, if you're listening right now, and I hope you are, if you've got the MP3 of the Ballad of Shitlock Lee, there's a little poem right there. Perhaps, and you send it to me, we'll play it again. We'll play it in From the Vaults in a few weeks' time, because I really, really want to play that song again. It's one of the best ones we've ever played.
There you go.
He drinks spice rum. He doesn't mop the bum. He used to be a roadie.
This is why you need to get in touch through Facebook.
Exactly. Stops me singing it.
But that's it. Just the two this week.
Fair enough. So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Strange, isn't it, Tony? Because it's such an innocent little tune, yet there's such abject filth between it.
Yeah,
two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this. We've got, it's a split release from TNS. That's not Skanking Records. And hello to TNS, as usual. This is a split release. I think it's limited to 300 vinyl copies. So if you want a vinyl copy, you'd better get your order in. But anyway, we're going to play a track off both of the bands now. And this is this is proper punk rock. Proper punk rock. I can't even say it, I'm so excited. This is proper punk rock coming up here. Two different styles, and you're going to like both. Stay tuned for Casual Nausea. That's not the first time I've said that to someone. The first band, Chewed Up, Tony.
Right.
What's the Facebook page for Chewed Up?
Facebook.com/Chewed Up.
No, facebook.com/ We Are Chewed Up. Bully Bean is at 3, Tony Neil. Here comes some anarcho-punk psychopath.
Psychopath!
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I wonder how many times I've said thanks for doing a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Ooh.
It's in the hundreds, isn't it?
I'd say it's in the thousands.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
I think I need a new line.
Yeah, it comes.
Yeah, for those more discerning people amongst you, you will of course know that I got my anarcho-punk wrong there. What you just heard was Casual Nausea and anarcho-punk, and before that you got more of a hardcore punk thing going on, but hey, I'm old. That was a track called I Let It Get Away. Casual Nausea, Tony, all the way from Sudbury.
Okay, nice.
Quite exciting, isn't it? What's their Bandcamp page?
CasualNausea@bandcamp.com?
No, casual-nausea.bandcamp.com. Poorly the internet for Tony Neil. This is a bit unprecedented in recent weeks.
They don't need the hyphen.
All right. Well, maybe you can contact them directly and tell them what a terrible error they've made.
You know, I might just do that.
Anyway, did you do anything last week?
I reclaimed my house, is what I did.
Yes. Oh, did you stick a flag in the front garden?
I'm close. It's mine again.
You like Burnham, Burnham?
I own Tony Towers again. It's mine. I can go in it. I can go in it without notifying anyone. It's a small thing, but it's the small things that matter in life.
Now, as pleased as I am about that, of course, that you have gained ownership of something that has been rightfully yours for a long time.
This is true.
I've just thought of Burnham, Burnham. Do you remember him?
No.
Burnham, Burnham was an Aboriginal who, in protest at the fact that the British had laid claim to Australia for, I think, the 200th anniversary, he came over to England with an Aboriginal flag and stuck it on Westminster Green. I declare this country for the Aboriginals. Absolutely brilliant bloke.
All right.
Yeah. What a fantastic thing to do. Yeah, so you got your house back.
I got my house back, yeah.
So. And how did you celebrate that?
I went in and I had a look around it. And started planning the future with it, and spoke to a couple of estate agents. It's a small thing. It doesn't sound much anymore, but I've been waiting for this moment for 2 years.
Yeah, I know. So, it is a big thing.
It's a small little victory.
Yes. And it's a shame, really, isn't it, how it all worked out? But we don't need to go into details.
Yeah, it is a shame. Right. But if anyone does want to let a house and put their friends in it, don't. But yeah, it's good, so I'm glad about that. What do you get up to?
Oh, I did my show in Hitchin, my summer special, with Richard Herring and Ninya Benjamin, two very well-known acts. It wasn't as well attended as I'd hoped. We got over 100 in, but I was hoping for a real bumper turn. But it was a brilliant show. Ninya was actually the first person in over 20 years of running that show to ever do two encores.
Oh, excellent.
It was absolutely brilliant. Had a fantastic time. And afterwards, they decided to keep the bar open, which meant that we all did a load of Mandarin Sambuca shots. To celebrate. Age 45, Tone.
Yeah.
Age 45. I've christened them Blue Meanies. And now we're basically, I think it's going to be, shall we say, a characteristic of the post-show fun that we end up having Blue Meanies. I'm going to add something else to them. I'm going to invent my own little cocktail, my own little mixed drink.
Okay.
Mandarin Sambuca and something. So if you can think of something that would go well with it, let me know. PaulieB@punkyradio.com, and I'll let you know the outcome in September.
Maybe a kick in the shins. That always goes well with Sambuca.
Oh, I thought you meant to encourage people to come up with ideas.
No, you know, it's like when you do the tequila shots, when you put the salt and the lime with yours, it could be drink Sambuca, someone kicks you in the shin. Just a thought. I mean, I have these ideas.
You're a bit aggro.
It's been that kind of week.
I think it's one of those things I'd only get away with once.
That is true.
Well, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll let you know how it goes. In fact, if I remember, I'll try and get it filmed and we put it on YouTube. The Blue Meanie. It's a Mandarin Sambuca and a kick in the shins. That's a fantastic idea.
There you go.
Well, in that case, no need to email me.
Tickle it on Facebook.
I think we ought to play another song.
Okay.
From the vaults this week, Tone, 1:30 show, and I've dug back to Red Flag 77. Do you remember Red Flag? Oh, we haven't played them for years.
It rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah, hang on, just while I get the CD, will you? Yeah, don't talk or anything, obviously. Red Flag 77, this is from an album called Stop the World. came out in 2005, I think, so it's 10 years old. A really, really good punk album. Don't know if it's still available. It was on Captain Oi, so it'll be worth checking via there, or going via Red Flag 77's Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/redflag77.
No, Red Flag 77 band. Paulie B, isn't it? Five.
There's two of them.
Interestingly, Red Flag 77, who've been going a long time, a couple of weeks ago, played a show with Casual Nausea, who we played just now.
Okay, nice.
Incredible, really. Anyway, this is Shut Down. Listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Cock.
It's a change to the norm. Yeah. It's fine.
That was Red Flag 77, track called Shut Down. Very good chance they'll be playing Rebellion, because pretty much every other band is, unless it was last weekend and I've got really confused, but I think it's this weekend, Rebellion. And there'll be a million punk bands on, and it's incredible value to punters.
Yes.
Yes. And I want to leave that there. Have you got any gigs for us, seeing as I've already done a gig guide?
I do.
In that case, it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. This is for anyone not in the Blackpool area.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, another Greek, more gigs at the 12 Bar. It's on Holy Road in London, as previously mentioned a few times. This week, this Friday, the 7th, DJ David Mortal, and this is a My Mother's a Punk Rock Party Presents Ooh. Night. I think it's just a DJ, so it'll be your punk DJ. How much in there is Friday night?
Free entry.
It is free entry.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Yes, free entry to that one. Saturday night, the Pterosaurs and special guests.
Oh, you're messing with my mind.
Yeah, how much do you think Saturday night?
I got the free entry by a miracle. I'm going to go with £6.
It is £6.
Yes.
And finally, Sunday night, it's the 12 Bar Blues Band. It's the London Blues Review. It's the monthly residency.
Oh.
Yeah, how much do you think, Sunday
Three
evening?
£3.
Free entry again.
Oh, that's what I said, £3.
It's a bargain this weekend.
I thought I was going to get that right as well. So that's number 60.
Yes.
That is 300 doors and a couple down.
Yeah.
From the Beast. They won't even know.
No, they're just living ignorance.
They won't know at all.
No.
Bit biblical.
No,
I also... are you doing a movie review this week?
I could do. I've got a twat, but I could save the twat till next week.
No, do the twat. Because I've got a movie review then. Because I watched that the Ghost Rider sequel the other night.
Oh yeah.
And like Ghost Rider wasn't particularly well received. No. Even though I quite liked it. I just quite like Nicolas Cage being on fire.
I like Nicolas Cage. Yeah.
Yeah, being on fire.
Oh, he's best being on fire, yeah.
Because I used to love him, but he didn't age well, did he? He looks weird now.
He's got a weird head, and he seems to do every single film ever. I think he went into, I think he had big bankruptcy problems, so he just, the amount of shit he does, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think so, because he started just doing everything, like 5-6 films a year.
So, how did he get short of money then?
I don't know. I seem to remember something happening, because he certainly was in...
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
If you're listening, Nicolas Cage, perhaps you can get in touch with us via paulieb@punkyradio.com and explain to us why you keep making all these shitty films when you used to be really, really good. And now I only like it when you're on fire.
And are you interested in Punky Radio the movie?
Yeah.
Probably would be.
He'd play me, not you. He'd play me.
He'd play both of us.
Well, he would if you gave him an extra $50. Anyway.
But yeah, that film was bad.
That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. And a cheeky movie review.
There's me whiting him on fire, he ain't got any money. 2 songs in a row again now, Tom.
Okay.
And first up, a band who have been described as a New Jersey supergroup, in that it's 4 members made up of 4 well-known New Jersey bands. And you know what, after everything we've had so far, I just thought we needed to settle down a bit and have a bit of a boogie. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Right. What's the Satisfactors website, first of all?
Satisfactors.com.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 5. Stay tuned for another track from Centurion Sect. We've been featuring them quite a bit recently. But right now, Girl Just Wants to Dance.
You're digging the band.
Santacist.
Mr. Bolognese. He rattles six from girls crazy. His favorite one called Daisy. And the rise lazy. She sucks up her Bolognese. Mr. Bolognese. Easy light a row up the straight on Miss Camel Toe on the banks of her denial. In the stock room makes a smile, eating his chips and gravy. Mr. Bolognese.
You're listening to De Zorro's Underneath Us right now, dick face. I think I'm going to have to resort back to the other stuff. I feel too uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That was a Centurion Section track called Mr. B, Mr. Bolognese. From demos of the album that's coming out very soon. Am I right in that? I am, aren't I?
I think so.
I am, but it might be. I mean, I'll say the demos are pretty much finished, I think, but The album is coming out soon. We'll have more information, I'm sure, from the lovely Andrew Hastings, who I know listens to the show regularly. Hello, Andrew, and congratulations on being such a brilliant band all the way from Whitstable.
Excellent.
That's right, the punk rock capital of the Kentish coast.
Of course.
What is Centurion Sect's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie Beale. Oh. 5-2. No, you can't win this week. It is a comeback. Are you doing anything this week?
I've got a very packed week, but it is all work and house, new house related stuffy thingies. That's about it. So not really. What are you up to?
Well, on Thursday night, I'm travelling up to Edinburgh, which is the biggest international, the Edinburgh Fringe, the biggest international comedy festival in the world. And it's second only in importance to what I'm doing on the way up, which is, of course, stopping off in Wellingborough to do a gig to get the petrol paid. So I'm doing a gig in Wellingborough for £100 on Thursday night, and then I'm filling the car with petrol and driving to Edinburgh. So I'm going to get to Edinburgh at 4 in the morning or something. 5 in.
Wow.
And then I'm going to have to try and unload the car with 3 weeks' worth of stuff, which means, hopefully, the guy I'm sharing the flat with, Pierre Hollins, is really funny. You should go and see him in Edinburgh. We'll leave a key out for me somewhere. Otherwise, I am fuck-a-doodled.
Right. Blimey.
Of a better expression. So it might be that I do the gig in Wellingborough and then I sleep in the car for a bit. And then I'll be doing the Edinburgh Fringe for 3 and a bit weeks. I'm doing a solo show and a compilation show. You can find out what I'm doing via my Facebook if you're already on it, or you can find out about the compilation show at lastminutecomedy.com. but I have just realised there's no way of finding out about my solo show. So this week, by the time you hear this, I will have put solo show details on my website that I hardly ever say anything about, which is paulb.edwards.wordpress.com. I don't know. No, it's Paul,
I think it's
Edwards.
Paul B. Edwards, yeah.
paulbedwards.wordpress.com, and I'll have details of it on there. But my solo show is called Booze and Fags Are Good for Society.
Excellent.
I'm an upstanding citizen. I'm trying to do everyone a favour through smoking and drinking. Shows at 3 p.m. in Bannerman's. If you know Edinburgh, you know where that is. It's on the corner of Cowgate and Nidri Street. A fine pub run by fine people. And hello to Christian and Karen, who do occasionally listen. And Christian, who is one of the people, is one of the bar managers, he's got his own band that we've played on the show before.
Okay.
So there you go.
What are they?
Can't remember.
Okay, cool.
Why do you have to bring that up? You just embarrassed me in front of all these nice people. Anyway, Tone.
Yes, hello.
For the next 3 weeks, and starting right now, song 8, I'm calling the Psycho Slot.
Oh, okay.
That's right, we're going to be playing old school bands from the world of psychobilly that I don't think we've played on the show before. We haven't played these tracks on the show before. They're not exactly the bands that you'd put down as being classic psychobilly. They've all got differences and they've all got a reason why they can't get back together. This week we're playing a track by a band called Torment. Torment can't get back together because their lead singer, Simon Brand, is dead.
Ah.
Does make it a bit awkward. It was a very sad, tragic tale. He was one of the finest exponents of psychobilly and one of my favourite front men, and Torment, one of my favourite bands, but they are not getting back together because he is dead.
Right, it's right. Good reason. Yeah.
However, there is a Facebook page for them. What do you think it is?
Facebook.com/Torment Band?
Nah, Facebook.com/Torment/24238267567. Question mark SK, he was info, blah, 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 equals tab, blah, blah. And why is that, Tony?
That's any for you,
URL. But then it's hard to do that when you're dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a really great song. And now I've got this from the album Cyclops Carnival, which also features the Mystery Men EP now. And it, now, where did I get this from? This is on Crazy Love Records. And really, buy Torment stuff. They're one of these bands, the first time you hear them, you think, what's that all about? Then once you've heard them a few times, you think, this band are brilliant. And I hope that means you listen to this song more than once. Here we go. Anyway, Paulie being internet 6, Tony 2. This is Time to Think.
Me, why won't you let me alone? Stumbling from peak to peak, your feelings have been so low. Well, I just need time to work things out, just need time to think. Now I know I'm out of control, won't you give me another drink? I just need time to work things out, I just need time to think. Ow, 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 oh, don't you let me sing. What makes you so perfect? There's nothing left to say. Well, I just need time to work things out. I just need time to think. Oh, I know I'm out of control. Won't you give me another drink? I just need time to work things out. I just need time to think. Ow, 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 yeah, ow, 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 ow. Oh, don't you let me sing. Peak to peak in your feelings, I've been so aware. I just need time to work things out. I just need time to think. Now I know I'm out of control. Would you give me another drink? Just need time to work things out. I just need time to think. Ow, 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 yeah, ow, ow, ow. Oh, well, don't you let me sing.
Yeah. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm much more comfortable saying that.
Much better, yeah.
That was Torment and Time to Think. Now I'd like to find out, Tony. Actually, I already know. She already let slip. Rather than saying, do you have a twat? I'm going to say, you have a twat.
I do have a twat.
Go for it.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and reason. It can be even fairly anything. Just make sure they come in. Email me now. This is Aaron. We're starting the second decade of Punky Radio with a twat.
Oh, Christ.
Which is quite nice. yeah. So, we have alluded to this before. We spoke to this about a few weeks ago, and it did finally come through. Helen's been in touch.
Oh, good.
From Helen, famous from the Helen and Aidy duo.
I've got to be nice to her. She's brought me, she got me a really, really lovely bottle of booze that I haven't got.
Right.
She got me a bottle of Pastis Blue and presented it to me, and I was very, very happy to get it. It looked brilliant, but I had no way of getting it home. So I lent it to these Welsh people. So it's currently in Brecon.
The ones that got the bus home?
No.
Oh, right. Okay.
They were former Scousers relocated to Cheshire. The Welsh people were someone else, but the Welsh people had luggage.
Ah.
They had hold luggage, so they took my bottle home with them. So I don't know if I'm ever going to get it. But anyway, Tony.
Okay.
Let's find out what the lovely Helen, who I like very much, has to say.
She says, "Hi, Tony. Glad you and Steph had an interesting holiday. We did, thank you very much. I can only apologise for the delay in this email, but we've been on holiday. And frankly, I might have forgotten had Paul not reminded me. Note to Paul, sometimes it's better to keep quiet. On the subject of his a twat, as Mr. Edwards pointed out in the post-Pineda podcast, he's a twat. I am not crazy. Well, I haven't been admitted yet, although our mutual friend seems to consider me as some kind of female psycho with a grudge with him. I nominate him for Is a Twat not only because he deserted sexy Steve in his hour of need, leaving him to stagger to a bus full of equally pissed up psychos, but he then implied from the comfort of our taxi in a phone call to Steve that he did not have their room key and that Steve must have lost it, so they were destined to sleep on the beach. I should point out that he was sharing a taxi with us and that I asked the driver to stop so we could get Steve, re-reverse, and I called Steve only for Paul to say, fuck him, let's go. Andy tried to coerce my moderately drunk other half to go back to his hotel to drink the Pastis Blue that we'd so kindly supplied him with. Don't forget, he drank the whole bottle of Pastis we sent for you both years ago. He could have saved you some. Bear in mind that he has continued to imply by the show that I am mentally unstable and has in fact twatted me himself. I feel it only fair that I retaliate. So in my totally sane and humble opinion, Paul B. Edwards of the Highwayman's Lodge is a twat. Cheers, Helen.
Well, what do you think, Tony?
I don't know, I wasn't there. I'm getting two sides of the story. I don't know. Has she not twatted you before as well? I'm sure she has.
No, she's tried. As for the me and Steve thing, the thing is, that was going on every night. One of us was losing the other one and not bothering about them, because we can always work ourselves out. And anyway, it's hot. You can sleep on the beach, it's fine.
What did Steve think? I'd go with Steve.
He had no idea about any of it, because he just got home, realised he had got a key and got in. When he got in, so let him in. So it just wasn't an issue, which is why I just think this is one of those non-stories.
Well, in my opinion, it's probably not right then.
The thing is, Tom, I can't pass judgment on myself.
Right.
And I will obey the rules of twatting. So if you want to go for it, I'll have to go with it. Under duress.
Well, I would say Steve's opinion would be the one that counts. But
he's not here.
He's not here. So I guess we go for it. But I'm on the fence.
Right. Well, but you know, it's up to you, Tone. Just if you need it doing, go for it.
Well, it's been such a long time without a twat, and we've not twatted you this decade.
That's true.
So, in light of further evidence, guilty until proven innocent and all that, poor B. Edwards for treating poor Steve so poorly, poor B. Edwards from Highwayman's Lodge
is a twat. By the way,
yes,
you're sacked. Right. Last song this week. New album out. by a terrific Swedish rock and roll band called The Bones that we have played, but not for a couple of years because we haven't had any new stuff by them. They've got a new album out right now, and thanks very much to Simon Knott for sending us this stuff through via People Like You Records, I believe. And congratulations to Simon for having a lovely, healthy baby girl.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations.
As well. And I'm sorry again that I missed your 50th, Simon, but I was otherwise engaged. I doubt I was missed. But anyway, point is, last track this week, off the new album. You need to get hold of this album. It rocks. If you're in Sweden particularly, super rocks, you crazy Swedes. This album makes up for Europe and the Final Countdown, Tony.
Really? Wow.
It goes a long way for making up for some of ABBA's worst numbers.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's quite good.
Anyway, what I need to know is, Tony, what is the Bones website?
TheBones.se?
Nah, BonesRockAndRoll.com. Poorly the internet is 7, Tony 2. Loser. In Rust, we trust. About the size of it. You had a good time, Tone?
Yeah.
Maybe you could remind people of the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we are on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se. And finally, we're on TBFM Online, which you can find tbfmonline.co.uk.
I've really enjoyed it this week, Tone.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It's been nice. It's been in real time, and it's been live and it's been brilliant, and I've got a feeling the next few shows are going to be all over the place and my head is going to be addled.
I think so too.
In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo!
Bunch of guns, yeah!